This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. Colorado Parks and Wildlife has suspended its efforts for lethal removal of an uncolored wolf in Rio Blanco County. That wolf had met the agency's definition for chronic depredation in the amount of animals it was responsible for killing in a certain amount of time. CPW searched for a month using drones and thermal imaging and couldn't find it. Be bear aware, keep bears wild. Steamboat is reporting two bear sightings on Steamboat Boulevard and Steamboat 2. A couple of bears waking up from winter hibernation looking for food. Keep your car doors locked. Congratulations to McKinley Long from Sirocco High School. Her drawing's been chosen as a logo for this year's 112th Route County Fair. The theme is celebrating the bounty of Route County. McKinley's a junior at Sirocco High School. Colorado State Patrol started a St. Patrick's Day DUI enforcement crackdown through next Wednesday. Also, the Phoenix is a national group that promotes sobriety. They have five sober events scheduled in the community starting tonight at Steamboat Climbing Collective, ending Sunday evening at Snowbowl. That list is on our website. The fourth annual Crane Migration Celebration starts at 5:30 tonight at the Depot Arts Center in Steamboat Springs. It's a fundraiser for the Colorado Crane Conservation Coalition. Hayden Lions Club is hosting a St. Patrick's Day dinner from 4 to 7 tonight at the Hayden Center on Jefferson Avenue. It's $12 for a corned beef and cabbage dinner. Kids 10 and under eat free. Saturday is Pie Day in Hayden with a pie-making contest and concert starting at 4:30, also at the Hayden Center. Steamboat Springs School District is offering free developmental screenings for kids ages 3 to 5, not yet in kindergarten. That's from 11 to 1 today in the district office on 7th Street. Saturday, the Steamboat Running Series kicks off the 2026 season with a Luck of the Irish 7K run to benefit the cross-country and track and field programs at Steamboat Springs Middle School. Starts at 9 at the middle school. More information at runningseries.com. Off the Beaten Path Bookstore hosting a book signing Saturday afternoon. Michael Bourne's the author of We Bring You an Hour of Darkness, about a ski town thriller with conflicts between an eco-terrorist group. That's at 3:30. Sunday, a discussion of Native American recollections is at 1:30 in Tipona's Hall. The presentation is about archaeological traces of Ute life in Ageria Park in the Flat Tops Wilderness. Everyone's invited to South Route Sunday afternoon. High school sports, Moffat County, Hayden, and Steamboat Sailors track and field teams were at a meet and rifle today. Steamboat girls tennis team, home match against Vail Christian today. Sailor boys lacrosse, 10:30 game Saturday morning against Eagle Valley at home. Then at 1 o'clock, the Sailors girls soccer team hosts Rock Canyon, also Steamboat Springs High School. We'll be there for both of those games. Listen on KTYV 105.7 Sports on FM and watch the Steamboat Radio YouTube channel. Sailor boys baseball team, doubleheader Saturday at Stanley Lake High School. That's in Westminster. Those are the headlines. I'm Shannon Luke. Check it out for yourself at Steamboat Radio or KREIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.